here at the BASF tent at the Farm Progress Show. I am with Arlen. It just did a presentation for producers about what they can look forward to as far as the market is concerned. Arlen, first give me your name and title, please.
Arlen Suderman, market analyst with Farm Futures Magazine and farmfutures.com.
Okay, Arlen, now one of the first things you talked about is some of the factors that drive the market, and some of them may be things that farmers just don't understand why.
Well, there's a lot of money flow factors that drive the money that tie what happens in the grains to the bond market, the energy market, to the value of the dollar, that are kind of behind the scenes, not widely reported where farmers would see it, and that creates a lot of uncertainty, but there's also reasons why it happens on a day-to-day basis.
Another thing you talked about is the influence of crude oil prices.
Very much so. There are days when, frequently in the last 6 months, where corn, soybeans have traded tick for tick with the crude oil market, which may be with the energy market and with the equity markets. And a lot of it goes back to the money flow and long-term expectations that with a devaluing dollar, we're going to see higher demand for the food and energy-based commodities.
Part of your presentation, you asked the question, as far as corn is concerned, is the glass half empty or half full?
Well, it really is. Domestically, we have ample stocks. We're not going to run out of corn over the next year, no matter what the size of this year's crop, even if we have an early frost. The story may be totally different for 2010. Globally, stocks in terms of days of supply are among the tightest of the past several decades globally. And so that demand is starting to chew into U.S. corn. We have plenty. The world doesn't. And they're starting to come now back to our shores to get it.
Well, the situation is a little bit different with soybeans, and the supplies are a little bit tighter, huh?
They really is. Demand for soybeans is red hot. China has booked already new crop soybeans twice what they had a year ago, and they were the primary driver of last year's record soybean stocks. If you assume that this year's soybean export sales are front-loaded, it still suggests, based on the data, that USDA's export target is 150 million bushels too low. We don't have those bushels unless we have a big crop out there. We may get that big crop, but we have to have a big crop.
You also talked about the corn demand factors. What are some of those?
Well, corn demand is expected to rise dramatically over next year. We're already starting to see it, particularly in the export side. Ethanol demand is also starting to creep up, even though we're facing the blending cap at 10% right now. Livestock production has got a lot of problems, but we're starting to see some positive sun rays of hope going back in the livestock side as well. 850 million bushels of increased demand over the next year. We have enough bushels to meet that demand with this crop. But with that growth rate, we'll have to make sure we hang on to these acres for next year, which will be an issue if soybeans rally significantly.
Important for farmers to keep an eye on is the indications of the market bottom. What are some signs of that?
Well, I think some of the things to look forward to in a market bottom is open interest starting to grow again. Is the money flowing from the funds starting to come back in the commodity markets? Are we seeing the strong demand that we've been looking for? Is it coming into place? And are the equity markets going up? There's a big connection there just in money flow dynamics. And those are some of the things that I'm going to be looking for.
Anything else that you want farmers to be aware of right now?
Well, I think part of the real key over the next 6 months particularly is when we get that first frost. That will be a major driver in the soybean market with demand being so strong, and that will set the tone then for corn and wheat as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Arlen, here at the BASF tent at Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.